From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. It's been more than 2 weeks since the streets of Kenya erupted with violence following a highly contested presidential election. Charges of vote rigging and election fraud led to riots and hundreds of deaths. The turmoil has disrupted daily life for thousands there, with businesses shut down and food supplies interrupted. Three members of an international rock band are among those affected. Now the group's American members and their fans are trying to help. Joel Rose has that story.
When violence erupted in Kenya, much of the country ground to a halt. Singer Onyango Jagwasi and his band were supposed to play a gig in Kisumu, the country's third largest city.
They had gone there thinking they were going to be playing some election celebrations. They didn't.
That's Alex Minoff, Jagwasi's friend and sometime musical collaborator who lives in Washington, D.C. Minoff says Jagwasi, who is from the same Luo tribe as opposition candidate Raila Odinga, was stranded 150 dangerous miles from his family in Nairobi. Finally, after 10 days, Jagwasi says he was able to get his family on the phone.
When I got them, all of them were crying, telling me, "Oh, Dad, where are you? Can you come back?" It was really painful to me. It forced me to come back to Nairobi, whether it was bad or good.
Jagwasi made the trip back to Nairobi on Sunday, only to find that his wife and children had fled to safety elsewhere, and his house had been looted.
What I found was just a chair without cushions, a bed there without a mattress and bed sheets. They took my TV, radio, clothes. Even what I found there, I could not even carry them to anywhere because they break the bed, break the chairs, they destroy everything. So now I have to start a new life.
His old life had been as a musician, entertaining listeners and dancers in restaurants and clubs, playing a style of music called benga that's popular with many Kenyan bands. Five years ago, American Ian Eagleson went to Kenya to research his dissertation on benga. That's how he met Onyango's older brother, Otieno.
When I got there for the year to do that research, he was my main collaborator and contact to meet other musicians. And I spent a lot of time with him, so we got to know each other's ways of playing music.
And they decided to make a record together. Eagleson's partner in a band called Golden flew to Nairobi for the session. Guitarist Alex Minoff says there was no time for rehearsal. They taught the drummer the songs the night before.
We had tracks of drums from things that Ian had recorded prior to that. So we played him these recordings of our music with his drumming on them. And he kind of listened to each song, and he had a couple pencils, and he tapped them on the table. And he was like, "Okay, so I'll see you guys tomorrow."
Minoff says the studio was the nightclub where Otieno Jagwasi sang in the house band.
There was a concrete slab that was sort of outside. It was loosely covered by a tin roof, and it was right in between sort of the restaurant area and then the restrooms. And they were open for business, and we set up the stuff there, set up all of our recording equipment, and about 3 hours later, we had it all torn down, and we were gone.
The band called itself Extra Golden and named its first album Ok Oyot System after a Luo phrase that means it's not easy. And except for the music, it seems like nothing for this band has been. Before the CD came out, singer Otieno Jagwasi died of liver and kidney disease when he was just 34 years old. Still, the music gathered enough attention to get Extra Golden invited to the Chicago World Music Festival. But none of the Kenyan musicians had passports, let alone visas to get into the U.S. That's when Minoff put out a call for help to Illinois Senator Barack Obama, whose father was Kenyan.
And I spoke with a woman named Jenna Pilot, and I went through my whole rant. I must have had, 400 cups of coffee. And she didn't say a word. I finished. There was a pause. She's, "Okay, I think I can help you."
With help from Obama's office, the band members made it to Chicago for the show, although just barely. They recorded a song of gratitude called Obama on their second album. Alex Minoff says the band's second recording session was very different from its first.
We had 5 days to record, and we did it in a house in the Poconos, and it was just us. There was no one there, so 24 hours a day, we could just do what we wanted. We ended up recording 20 songs. Those guys did not want to lose this opportunity, and they made the most of it. We all did.
Band members have seen each other only once since 2006. In the weeks after post-election violence erupted in Kenya, singer Onyango Jagwasi says he's been communicating with Eagleson and Minoff by phone and text message.
When I was in Kisumu, Ian and Alex, they used to SMS me, to call me, to give me some morale because I was really in pain. And due to their calling, my heart was cooling down.
But Ian Eagleson says heart alone won't be enough. With nightclubs closed, he says the situation for his colleagues is desperate.
Since they're out of work, there's no way to get food. Their children were getting sick from drinking dirty water. And what I wanted to do was just be able to help them some way, and cash is the way to do that.
So Eagleson and Minoff turned to Extra Golden's fans for help. They posted a message Monday on the band's website and MySpace page asking for $5 donations. The message spread through email and blog postings. They say they've received hundreds of responses and raised thousands of dollars. But for now, Onyango Jagwasi is keeping a low profile with relatives outside Nairobi.
It's not safe for me, but I have to stay there because I have nowhere to go to. So I'm just praying to God so God can guide us because we don't have good security there. There is no security. So we are just in the hand of God.
Jagwasi says he wants to start playing music again, but he doesn't know when that will happen.
Nobody can enjoy music because they are really worried with what is going on in Kenya now. So they don't enjoy music. They are just watching news.
For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.